Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hooray for Friday!
Yeah.
Happy to get here at this point. You know, this time next week, Super Don, I'll be eating organic fish and chips with my friends from the Alliance for Natural Health.
Organic fish and chips?
Let's see. I don't know if it exists over there in England, but that's one of the discoveries next week when we're together.
If you went to England and said, I'd like some organic fish and chips, they'd probably kick you out. They'd be like,
they'll throw me out? Maybe that'll be a test to see if they've come a long way. Like, do they have a UK version of Chipotle that's cleaner? I don't know that yet, but... it's been a while
now,
since
what
I've
would,
been.
What would the UK version of Chipotle be called?
Fish and Chipotles.
Oh, okay. Hey, good one. Good one.
Listen,
you know what that deserves?
What does it deserve? Of course. We've got to have our Irish jig, being that this was the week of St. Patty's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, that's right.
We started off pretty silly, didn't we?
We did. But we're kind of just wild and crazy guys underneath, right?
A couple of wild and crazy guys. Listen, we got a few wild and crazy guys today. Obviously, Dr. Frank King. We got Healing Revolution. We're gonna reverse GMO damage, which is what we always need to do. Rob Verkirk, Dr. Verkirk from the Alliance for Natural Health UK and Europe is with us. We're gonna preview next week's events in England, in London. And then Liam Sheff talks about the massive die-off in California. Get out all you can!
Run! I did a long time ago.
You did. Good for you. I'm glad you're out. And we want all of our friends and loved ones to leave before it's a crisis. Vesuvius. There's a new movie about Vesuvius, Mount Vesuvius.
Hmm.
And even they evidently had a warning. And so it was only the people that couldn't leave that were there at the last minute that were buried in volcanic rubble and debris and things. So... Mm-hmm. Take heed, get it on the inner planes if you need to, but we're taking it to the outer world to say, hey, get out while you can. All right, well, that's it for the seriousness. We've got to get a little silly here, at least for the moment. This isn't so silly, but this is calling out one of the guys we like to call out. We featured him this week as well for reasons unbeknownst to him, but announced to us. Is that even a word?
It is now.
Yeah. Guess who got caught with his hand in the big oil cookie jar?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guess who's busted?
U-S-T-E-D-U-R. I don't want to put the hurt on you.
Don't!
You better believe it when I tell you that I finally got the dirt on me.
Now you go to jail and marry a big smelly man.
Yes, Bill Gates is busted. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, you'll never believe what they're doing. They are proponents of the idea of global warming because of man's activity, the burning of what they call fossil fuels. Whether they're actually fossil fuels or not, that could be debatable. But the largest charitable foundation in the world has invested $1.4 billion in fossil fuel procurement, digging, research, despite the climate crisis, they are going for oil.
Oops. Did I do that? Yes, you did.
Right. Could we hear for a little hypocrisy from Bill Gates, right? you know, as well as the supercomputer that he was worried about, that he tested on himself and found it was smarter than him as he spoke out, unbeknownst to him again, I'll say that, about vaccines, and he spoke out against them. That's why he doesn't like supercomputers that are smarter than he is, because he wouldn't be for vaccines. Now, he's all for population reduction, but Bill, got news for you. If you do nothing, the population of planet Earth will be reduced just simply because it has been grown on the backs of free energy. That free energy came in the guise of oil, if you will, that became our slaves to allow for the proliferation of the human species on planet Earth. Now, I'm not engaging or encouraging the engagement of reduction of population. These things are going to happen whether we want them to or not, unless the deus ex machina of an alien species comes down and releases the free energy of the Tesla coil, if that were to ever occur.
Wow, you just made my brain explode.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to on a Friday, but I'm just feeling it. But, you know, I find it interesting, the hypocrisy of Bill and Melinda Gates on this issue, investing in, you know, $1.4 billion in oil.
And if you want an example of that hypocrisy, Bill Gates came out just recently with this thing called the 2015 Gates Annual Letter, where he covers various topics. And here's a quote from Bill Gates himself.
Yes.
He says that the long-term threat of global warming is so serious that the world needs to move much more aggressively right now to develop energy sources that are cheaper, can deliver on demand, and emit zero carbon dioxide.
Right, and then what will the plants eat? How will the plant survive?
Yeah, but I'm guessing one would assume he's not talking about let's invest $1.4 billion in fossil fuels.
Oops.
Oh, well.
A study published earlier this year in the journal Nature in January found that in order to stave off climate disaster, the majority of fossil fuel deposits on the planet, including 92% of U.S. coal, all Arctic oil and gas, and a majority of Canadian tar sands must stay in the ground.
Oh, now, okay.
I'm going back to Al Gore here, and he screwed the pooch on this one when he didn't go global toxicity. Again, he could have held hands and sang Kumbaya with him and say, yeah, let's reduce toxic output because of the poison that it presents to all life on planet Earth. But no, instead they went to global warming. When in reality, we could have argued that, well, peak oil might have been an argument he could have made. And that might have been backed by a little bit more science than the whole idea of global warming based on CO2 emissions, when at the same time they're spraying us from above trying to deflect the sun's rays in an arena or a time when the sun's activity may have gone hotter, as evidenced by planetary temperature shifts along the solar system. But again, toxicity, a real thing. Global warming, global cooling, global changing, these are things that always occur. Had we been arguing about toxicity, we could have been with you, Al Gore. And you probably do eat organic, non-GMO foods. You're as hypocritical as Bill Gates. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, here's one thing that I think even Bill Gates would probably agree with.
What's that?
Something called curbs.
Curbs?
No, not curbs. With a V, curves.
Oh, I thought you were talking about curbs on carbon emission. You're talking about curves on the lovely lady.
You know what? That global warming stuff, that's boring.
Yeah, let's do curves.
Let's move on to something like a study that was done just recently, because they've already cured cancer. Scientists did a study to find out why men prefer a theoretically optimal angle of lumbar curvature.
On a woman.
Yeah, in other words, big butts.
Yeah. Well, is it big butts or is it curvature? That's the interesting thing about this study. Researchers at the University of Texas at Austin. Oh, my God. Yeah, UT Austin has been ranked like what they call the hottest co-eds or something. Interesting place to run this study. They did a two-part study on the behind, published in the Evolution and Human Behavior Journal. And they rated the attractiveness of manipulated images of spinal curves. Most men best liked, according to this study, a 45.5 degree curve from back to buttocks.
What?
45.5 degree curve.
You know, I'd have to see what that looks like on a diagram.
Do they have images?
I'm thinking a 45 degree angle. That's not a butt. That's like a shelf. I mean, that's a 45 degree angle. That's something Bob Vila would be impressed by.
Wow. All right. I didn't know Bob Vila was involved in this study. The second part of this study, men were shown pictures of women with different tushy sizes, and they still most preferred the ones where spinal curvature was closest to the so-called ideal, the lumbar curvature that they like. It wasn't super done about big butts necessarily. It was about the curvature of the spine, which may indicate the strength of the ability of a woman, from an evolutionary perspective, if we go that direction, to forage while pregnant. All right, right, to bend over, do their thing, and be okay all the way through pregnancy. So strength of that lumbar vertebrae. That's what they're speculating here.
All right. So what they're doing is they're saying there's some kind of like primal instinct that men have about curves because women should be able to forage and hunt or whatever. No, I don't think so. I think they just like big butts.
Well, yeah, again, Sir Mix-a-Lot's going to have to go back and redo it and say, I like big curves, and I cannot lie.
You know, I think he might have considered, I like theoretically optimal angle of lumbar curvatures. It didn't quite work. Yeah, it didn't really work well.
Well, how does that explain, is there a penchant for liking or disliking big floppy ears? There's another study about this, and, not to ignore... it's like we talked about women's curvature. How about men's ears? What is the story on that? Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro?
No, but I can tie mine in a knot and tie them in a bow. But anyway, you know what? The thing is, big ears, mm-hmm. I think people normally will look at that as something that people would make fun of or something like that.
Right.
But apparently, according to this study, that is not the conclusion they came to.
Wow. Well, big ears certainly didn't hamper... Barack Obama, but big ears don't make better listeners because I don't know who Obama is listening to, certainly not the people.
Just because you have ears does not mean that you listen.
That is true. Well, thanks for a wonderful, silly opening here, Super Don, to get us into the weekend. We've got some important stuff today. Dr. Rob Burkirk from Alliance for Natural Health Europe. We're going to preview the events next weekend in London, England. And, of course, Liam Sheff on the drought in California, what to do. And Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution. Can we reverse GMO damage before it is too late? Stick around. RobertScottBell.com. Say thanks to all the wonderful sponsors. Back with more powerful healing after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn off the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, on the count of three,
here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
We are going to start a revolution, okay?
The revolution will be broadcast.
Woo!
Say you want a revolution.
Yay, Healing Revolution time, heading into the weekend with Dr. Frank King, and you inspire me, my friend. You know that. We enjoy doing what we're doing. It's a mission and a passion we share. I wanted to let you know about this new book, and I haven't read it yet, and I know you haven't either, but I think it would be a great place to stimulate discussion. Altered Genes, Twisted Truth by Stephen M. Drucker, and a foreword by Jane Goodall. Revealing a lot of the scientific shenanigans that went on behind the scenes to make GMOs accepted in America.
Where can we start? I can't wait.
Yeah.
You know, I love the whole genetic study really has taught a lot and brought out some real key truths that they didn't want to
right.
come out. That's why 13 years, over $1 billion, and then all of a sudden all the lips got zipped closed. You know, there's so little that they did not find the pill for every ill.
Yeah.
They actually found that those pills that they were hoping for actually caused negative gene expressions, you know, because mm-hmm. whenever you go away from nature to a synthetic, you create, Robert, a negative gene expression.
Mm.
And whenever you go back to nature, you create a positive gene expression in general. And so, you know, that's the thing. That's the reality. These are genetic roots. This is what we say nature is designed to sustain us, that nature nurtures us.
Right.
When we get away from that, you know, that we were designed from the beginning of time to be connected to.
Sure.
to become space cadets.
This concept of conquering things, right? Always we must break things, destroy things because we're men, right? But this in this book, and there was a foreword by, renowned primatologist Dame Jane Goodall, and she said that without a doubt, this is one of the most important books of the last 50 years, which I know you and I are both going to want to read, Altered Genes, Twisted Truth. And we've talked about the gene issue. I mean, you've watched it through, you know, caring for animals over generations in your family as a farmer, as a rancher as well, and how these unintended consequences are known, not totally unknown, and in fact, they've been hidden specifically on this issue. Now, one of the things we've discussed prior, and we'll want to get back into that as well, is that self-correction, if left alone, if we can back off now, and that over time there would be a transition back to that stasis, if you will, although we can homeopathically encourage that to occur as well.
Yes, homeopathy does a beautiful thing in the fact that, you know, Dr. Hahnemann, Samuel Christian Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy back in the 1700s, actually discovered that homeopathy was actually correcting what we call now is genetic weaknesses that we may have inherited as deep as 10 generations in our families. So what's going on here is he was the first geneticist. Hahnemann was the first one to actually make this connection, and he did it with certain diseases he called miasms, like syphilis. You know, where Robert, you never had syphilis, have you?
Thankfully not, yes. Our ancestors, of course, throughout history, if we track back our lineage, somebody in the ancestry had one of these syphilis, gonorrhea, different things along those lines, and how they impact on the genetic expression of the next generations is the point of where Hahnemann was so far ahead of his time. They didn't have words to describe, again, what we call miasms in homeopathy, talking about genetic predispositions, genetic inheritance, things like that. And it's so extraordinary, yet so few people understand what we can do homeopathically to make some corrections here.
Yeah, I got to confess with you, Robert, I had gonorrhea. Not directly, but somewhere in those 10 generations, there was a gonorrhea. And so my find that I test on the gonorrhea formula, even though I have personally, physically not had it in my lifetime, but I have it in my genetic code.
Right.
And so that gonorrhea, it's called psychotic miasm.
Right. I had the same. Remember when we were together a few weeks ago, we tested that, and that's the one, and I knew I was aware of that in my lineage as well. We have that similar miasm.
And that's psychotic, not with a P.
Right. Yeah, it's not a psychotic. It's S-Y-C.
S-Y-C is the Latin for fig wart, because commonly a wart will manifest with people that have this miasm.
Right. And stand by. I know we got to take a break here, but this is as fascinating a discussion as we'll ever have together, and this won't be the last time, I promise you. But the title of this book and what I'm learning about what's coming out now is something that I really wanted to target today with you as much as we can, Dr. King, and I appreciate your flexibility on discussion. So we're going to get more into the miasms, genetic predispositions, also the genetic engineering, how the corruption of science has occurred to allow this to happen, and what we can do to correct it, all right? Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do Healing Revolution each and every week with Dr. Frank King, kingbio.com. Kingbio.com, they are at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Always a great discussion with Dr. Frank King. And, you know, Dr. King has been innovative in homeopathy for many years in working with things that, let's be honest, some homeopaths have not caught up to some of the things you've done with the innovation of working with the combinations, the complexes, the different various potencies addressing these things, and even the specific areas of correction. You know, we talked about environmental threats to health. We've just briefly mentioned miasms, which is not new in homeopathy, but certainly we've never had the issue of dealing with genetically modified animals or foods and how that is introducing and maybe corrupting genetic integrity.
It is, Robert. There's so many things. If I say warning, it is on the GMOs. You know, there is serious issues, and these things are just blowing in the wind. And, you know, even if you have an organic farm that's being adulterated by, you know, neighborhood within a mile, neighborhood farms that have GMO crops, you know, this is big, serious business that's creating lawsuits that the GMO people are losing in Europe. So, you know, this is a serious crime. I've never seen people allergic to grains today like, you know, than any other time.
Right.
We see that. What is the difference? And the difference is so many of these are obviously GMO, from the corn to the wheat and so on. And so we have to be very, 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 very careful in making sure we are doing everything we can. We're actually been working on some new products, Robert, to address GMOs in a more significant way from a homeopathic.
I am so grateful that you're doing this work because it is so desperately needed, and that's why I want everybody to pay careful attention to what we're discussing here. We're not doom and gloom people. We have to cover these issues. They're serious. We do some lighthearted, fun discussions as well. As you know, Dr. King, we enjoy doing that. But this topic, we don't want you to think that it's the end of the world, even though some might argue it's the end of the world. But there are ways to correct. Even if we did nothing and a lot of people were suffering or even died, eventually there's a self-corrective mechanism in nature. Now, humans, really, nature can go on fine without humans. Humans cannot go on fine without nature. So we're trying to correct the errors of our arrogant ways here.
Yes, nature might prefer not to have humans, but you know, in the sense, we are supposed to be the good stewards.
Right.
And the sky, Robert, is not falling. That's the good news. There are solutions, and we need to rise up with insights and knowledge and seeking and asking for finding these solutions. I found that something was very important. Why we were known in practice for cracking difficult cases, for helping people that had so-called incurable diseases, to be, you know, all the rejects from the Cleveland clinics and the Mayo clinics in places like this that were a continuous patient flow of ours. And these were the really great students. They taught us so much. These patients were such a gift. You know, some people would say, oh, you don't want this patient. And I say, oh, yes, I do. And so it was about, you know, we learned so much on these people that we found solutions to the majority of them, because we never gave up. And the idea is, when you have tools like we do with electrodiagnosis and muscle testing, where you can ask the body, and inside the body there's wisdom. Inside the body there's this innate intelligence that we can tap into and begin to discover and discern solutions to problems that you would never know through the archaic ways of traditional lab tests alone. And we are tapping into the body that is fearfully and wonderfully made. In many places, you'll see and understand in the scriptures and spiritual texts that the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, that the body is made in the image and likeness of God. You know, now with that type of wisdom within, we have to be able to tap that. And that's, Robert, where we find solutions that we'd never, ever find any other way. And that's what led to these products. And that's what led to us starting a pharmaceutical manufacturing company and be able to start addressing things like GMO now. We are so excited about how homeopathy can actually get in and get to the roots of things and correct and negate the negative effects of GMOs. I am so charged. I wish I had these products available for you today.
Right.
But many of them we do, because we have like the grains and glutens formula, Robert.
Right.
Are made with GMO related products. You say, what? I said, yes, that's the better way homeopathically, because we have the genetic imprints in an energy form that can awaken our body's control networks, energetic control systems like the nervous system and the acupuncture systems that coordinate all of our body functions to be able to, you know, respond now and negate these negative effects that GMOs are doing by making a homeopathic of those GMOs.
Mm-hmm. I want to reiterate what you're saying here, Dr. King, for everybody to hear. Don't freak out when Dr. King says we've included GMO ingredients into, for instance, grains and gluten formula because it's in a homeopathic form. You're not actually getting contaminated GMO substance to corrupt your genes further. What you're dealing with are the energies that work metabolically, energetically, homeopathically to make corrections, to help the body to adapt to deal with these things so that we move a little more in an accelerated fashion of correction. Because as we said, nature has self-correcting mechanisms. I think you talked about this, I don't know, it was a few weeks back. You had said over, I don't know how many generations you had said there was evidence that these things would correct themselves out. Do you remember that?
Help fill me in here, partner. I think you're on a good lead.
I was thinking, you know, when you had observed certain things, difficulties that would happen, whether genetically and even in animals over certain generations, that there would be a correction that would occur naturally. And what we're trying to do homeopathically is accelerate that. As long as you stop the insult. I don't mean if you continue to insult. For instance, we can't feed these animals GMO food, GM grains. And that's a hard thing. As a rancher, as someone that's growing animals organically, truly naturally, how difficult it is, and ranchers are reporting to me, to get non-GMO food for these animals.
You know, it is very, very difficult and very, very expensive. Now, that's where I just, you know, just kill, you're making sure, how do we not let the old fescue grasses, even if you're just grass feeding and, okay, no grains, but you know, the majority of grasses that are out there are GMO. You know, this fescue that's common in the southeast especially, is GMO, you know, the Kentucky 31 fescue is nasty stuff. And so, you know, instead of using herbicides to kill and spray it all out and all these things, we're actually choking it out. Robert, sometimes you just got to choke things out.
And now, how do you mean that in terms of having non-organic, another heirloom variety of grasses and seeds there that will be prolific and feed these animals the way they need to be fed?
Yes, the way we're doing this is using some good, strong native grasses that are, you know, not human-made or adulterated, but nature-made. And so in that, these grasses, actually, we're finding in research, trying different grasses, and certain of these grasses actually will choke out this old fescue that's been planted. You know, we had this farm here we've had for 26 years. And it still had, you know, and we have choked out just about, you know, now all the fescue that was originally planted there, and got rid of that, and now have these wonderful, pure native grasses, you know, growing and feeding our animals. Because when an animal eats the grass, it's kind of like, we probably have heard this in the ocean, you know, why we don't eat certain fish. You don't want to eat certain fish like a large billfish, like a swordfish, for example, or tuna, because they eat, you know, first there's what, you know, the first predator eats, you know, a plankton or whatever, something, and it's a little fish, and then another bigger fish comes along and eats that fish, and then another bigger fish comes along and eats that fish, and so every time that happens in the ocean, that mercury and other toxins will be multiplied within, you know, that the next fish that, you know, eats that. So, you know, that's kind of the same scenario happens in meats. You know, we have, first of all, we've genetically really done bad to dairy cows, for example, where their average lifespan of production will be, you know, 2 years. You know, sad that we've pushed them so hard to produce this, you know, huge amounts of milk every day that they only can do that for 2 years and they're toast.
Right.
Or actually, they're actually not toast. They go on between the buns of McDonald's.
That's the transition. They wear them out, burn them out, and then just convert them into fast food.
Yes. And so, you know, there's just so many things done wrong. But now when we eat those meats, that's why it's so important to eat, you know, certified, USDA certified, organic, and certified grass-fed is really important. And then the other side of that in the genetics is to eat genetically pure animals. That doesn't include, you know, domesticated cows even. You want to look at the wild animals where we, you know, like the bison, mm-hmm. you know, that live 40 plus years. And, you know, you want to, you know, that so the longevity is so much longer than a cow. You know, and they pass that longevity factor on from the wild, as well as so many other good things like those great omega-3s and other nutrients and higher quality proteins and nutrients that will feed us in ways that domestic animals can never do that. So we, you know, eating wild elk. So it's not only is it grazing on pure native grasses and staying away from the GMO grains, but it's genetic. So it's not only pure in what it's eating, but it's pure in its genetics as
right.
well.
Dr.
And,
King, let me ask you from a rancher perspective, because there's a disaster unfolding in California. Some are claiming there's only a year left of groundwater or water sources before it's unbelievably it's over. And there are even farmers in Northern California that have decided to not grow crops this year, but they're going to sell water or their water rights because it's much more profitable. That's how desperate they are. Of course, that's going to impact on food prices. But think about how much water it takes to grow cattle. Much less almonds and other things that are very water intensive there. I think it's going to put more stress on the ranchers in the other parts of the country to produce something if there are going to be that many carnivores as there are today.
Well, it's sad. You know, I see where actually California is shrinking, you know, that there are actually cavitations in the ground, that the ground is sinking.
It's sinking, yes.
Because the water tables, they're using all this water. And yes, you can take an arid place, a dry place, and put water, pump water up and put water on, and you can grow wonderful things with the weather they have there. But all that fruits and all those vegetables and the cows, they're not that happy in California, really.
No, it's outside of the element, and it's going to be a disaster. And I don't know, just thinking about this, the demand for a product like yours and what you've been doing is going to go skyrocketing because of the inability to produce them in California, where they are grazing a lot in what would be formerly or normally desert land. Stick around. We've got another segment of Healing Revolution Friday. Fascinating discussion with Dr. Frank King. Go to kingbio.com. They're at 800-543-3245. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your rim have it close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, remember, my friends, Dr. Frank King has a phenomenal book out if you haven't read it. All kinds of practical guidelines, guideposts that you can follow, you can put in your own homes and test. There, it's called The Healing Revolution. Of course, it's called The Healing Revolution. Dr. Frank King, there's a story here. It's a fascinating revelation out of one of the journals, National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Has responded to this. It was published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. They said there are three professions now, highest suicide rate. Doctors, law enforcement, soldiers, they kind of lumped together. I don't know how or why. But next on the list were farmers, which is very unexpected, except there's probably a common thread, particularly with doctors, soldiers, and now farmers with the high suicide rate. What do you think?
There's chemicals there, Robert. That is what, they're all exposed to. They're all exposed to, maybe policing or dealing with the darknesses, whether that's policing or disease. You see this policing and farmers, of course, with all the GMOs that they're handling now and the chemicals that they've been handling. They're all, you can see, very high toxic situations and dealing with, the problems that are plaguing our society in this world, in the world today.
Yeah.
That's sad. And we can, the good news is, wow, we can't avoid it. We have products to deal with, chemicals. We have products to help pull out these poisons on a regular basis. And we all have them. Mm-hmm. People that have done the $35,000 worth of testing have all found that they have on an average of about 200 human-made chemicals that are accumulated in their bodies.
Yes.
So we, no matter how pure we live, just flying on an airplane and the flame retardants and stain retardants that's in the seats, they're soaked in it. But we can be in this world, but we don't have to be, altered by this
world. We don't have to be as hammered as some. And, you know, the exposure we can't totally eliminate, but it's why I've always encouraged folks to do what is genuinely within their control. In other words, make better choices about the food you drink, the food you eat, the water you drink. And if you have to travel in toxic environments, take care to do the things like, you know, your Dr. King's life formula, which is a living food, real food formula to counteract all the things that are happening. You know, I talk about selenium. It's present in those food form of super nutrients, if you will, or superfoods. But also they recognize in this article about the commonality, they say stress, all right? But they'll leave it at that, and they'll leave you to conclude, oh, it's just emotional stress. Maybe it's an economic stress. But they will not really consider, at least in the short article about it, the physiological stressors, the toxins, right, the heavy metals, the vaccine issues. Also, as you said, the GMOs, how are they altering our ability to work with the normal things that would bring you great joy as a farmer, being out in the sun? Shouldn't that counteract a lot? Well, it can, but only so much if you don't know you're being exposed and poisoned by many other things.
Yes, we just got to use some intelligence. You know, it's not that difficult. We can begin to watch, you know, the type of foods we're consuming. We got to watch and think, wow, you know, about what we're exposing ourselves to. And we have natural products that pull specifically address these problems. You know, whether it's, you know, the food additives and preservatives, whether it's the dealing with extreme acidity, dealing with outdoor air pollutants, or indoor air pollutants, we have remedies to address all these things, heavy metal toxicities. And so we can really, you know, just take these. I encourage everybody to do two ways to address toxicity. One is activate your own detox mechanisms to work better. That is, you take our total body detox, if you want to take one product, take that, and then go through and take each of our detox products, one bottle for your whole family per month, and each take a dose twice a day, morning when you come home, in the evening. And in basically, the next month, you go to the next detox product for these different environmental toxins that we all have. And so we can proactively begin to, you know, to pull these things that are wreaking havoc in our bodies,
yes,
out of us, and begin to stay pure. And not only are we pulling them out, but we're also teaching our body to recognize these foreign substances.
Dr. King, as important a message as we've ever done together, and we've done many of them. Go back, listen to the archives. They're available for free through many different outlets, as you know. And Dr. King, I look forward to next week. I'll be in England, but we'll get together and record something early on to get this message, continue it out to the world, and let the folks know what they need to know.
The power to heal is certainly yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.